In the name of Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里证道。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving me this opportunity to be here, not only to meet up with the NATS participants, but also to meet up with the brothers and sisters here in Bowen Park Church.
首先，我要感谢神给我这个机会，不只能来这里与大家NATS 的学员相聚，但是也能和这边的弟兄姐妹来相会。
Though I do not know most of you, somehow my heart is filled with the joy of the Lord.
虽然大部分的你们我都不认识，但是我心中却充满着喜乐。
But I believe that since we believe in the same Lord and we have received the Holy Spirit, we therefore walk together in this heavenly journey.
而我也深信，我们信的是同一位神，所以我们在天国的道路上会一起来奔跑。
Today I'm going to share with you the topic on God give us the best.
今天我要和大家分享的题目是神赐给我们最好的。
If we think about our life, what has God given to us?
如果我们回想我们这一生，究竟神赐给我们什么呢？
If God has given us the best, obviously today we will be filled with joy and happiness.
当然，如果神今天赐给我们是最好的，那我们的生活应该是充满喜乐的。
As believing Christians, we know that God has sacrificed His life for us.
身为基督徒，我们大家都明白，主耶稣为我们牺牲了他的生命。
He has given His best to us.
他已经把他最好的给我们了。
Many of our believers are motivated because of the death of Jesus.
也很多信徒因为他的死而感到激励。
Because they have a clear understanding of the death of Jesus Christ.
因为他们清楚地明白主耶稣基督的死。
That's why their life and whatever things that they do, and they do all for the Lord.
因此在他们生活中，不管是做什么，他们都为基督而行。
But we know that in this life, we have many needs, different type of needs.
我们知道我们生活中有不同的需求。
Sometimes we find that these needs may not be met, even though we ask God to grant us our wish.
但是我们也知道，有时候就算我们向神求，这些需求也不尽然会得到满足。
So we need to understand how God actually grant us His request.
所以我们应该要去明白神是怎么样来回答我们的需要。
We turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 11.
请翻到路加福音第十一章。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
We read from verse 9 to verse 13.
请念第九节到第十三节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to verse 13.
路加福音第十一章第九节到第十三节。
And I said to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you.
第九节，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
第十节，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Verse 11.
第十一节.
If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish?
第十一节，你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿些当鱼给他呢？
Verse 12.
第十二节.
Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?
求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？
13.
第十三节.
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，况且天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Verse 9 and verse 10 here talks about the promises of the Lord.
第九节、第十节这里提到的是神给我们的应许。
Verse 11, verse 12 here talks about three questions.
第十一节到第十二节这里提了三个问题。
Verse 13 talks about the Spirit of God being given to us.
而第十三节提到的就是神对我们的心。
We know that God is a faithful God.
我们知道神是信实的神。
He does not fail in His promises.
他所应许我们的不会落空。
Here He says, if you ask,
这里说如果我们祈求,
surely it will be given to you.
他就给我们,
if you seek, you will find.
如果我们寻找,
knock and it will be opened to
我们开门,
us. But if we look at our life today,
如果我们看今天的生活,
we ask God for many things.
我们祈求神许多的东西,
on many occasions, it seems that our requests are not answered.
但是很多时候发觉我们所祈求的不一定会应。
As a result, we can become very upset.
结果就是我们会非常的沮丧。
We may even begin to doubt God.
我们或许会开始怀疑神。
God, is this not your promise?
我们会问神说, 神啊, 这不就是你的应许吗?
We have been asking you to help.
一直需要你的帮忙。
And yet, my request is not answered.
但是为什么我的祈求没有得到回应呢?
Now, we need to look at the three questions.
所以我们要看这 三个问题中间的两个。
Here it says, if a son asks for bread from any father among you.
这边说, 你们中间做父亲的谁有儿子求饼?
Will he give him a stone?
反给他石头呢?
We know that any father who is in his right frame of mind will not give a stone to his son when his son asks for bread.
我们知道任何做父亲的绝对不会拿石头当食物给他的儿子。
The father will give the best to his son.
因为做父亲的都会拿最好的给他的儿子。
Because we have been created by God in such a way that we always want to provide the best for our family.
因为我们是这样子被创的，我们是永远需要提供我们家庭最好的。
If the Lord God has created us in this way, obviously He must be someone who really wants to care for us.
如果神是这样子造我们，那我们的天父一定也是这样子非常的关心我们。
And then the second question is similar to the first.
那第二个问题跟第一个非常的相似。
Or if He asks for a fish, will He give Him a serpent instead of a fish?
求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢?
Obviously, a father would not do that.
当然，做父亲的绝对不会这样子做。
If he knows that his child is hungry,
如果他知道他的孩子饿了,
then how can the father give his son a scorpion?
他怎么会拿蝎子给他儿子呢?
Unless he is out of his mind.
当然，如果除非他疯了。
Otherwise, he would not do it.
如果他是正常的, 他绝对不会这样子做。
Now, if you think about our request that we have presented to God,
但是现在回想我们对神的祈求,
we need to understand that God knows what is best for us.
我们需要首先明白神知道什么对我们是说最好的。
What we deem best may not be the best in the eyes of God.
我们觉得最好的在神的眼中不等于会是最好的。
What we deem best may appear to be an abomination in His sight.
或许我们觉得最好的在神里面觉得是可厌恶的。
So God knows what is best for us.
所以神知道对我们什么是最好的。
Even though we present our request to Him,
虽然我们在神面前表现了我们的祈求,
He may not answer our prayer accordingly.
他不一定会照我们祈求的赐给我们。
But we need to have faith that He will give us the best.
但是我们要有信心他会赐给我们最好的。
Because He is our Heavenly Father.
因为他是我们的天父。
He is so much better than our earthly Father.
他比我们这个世上的父亲好得太多了。
So each time when we kneel down to pray,
所以每一次当我们跪下祷告,
we need to believe that our Lord is going to give us the best.
我们要相信神会赐给我们是最好的。
Even though we do not know what the best is,
虽然我们不清楚最好的是什么,
but in the process of praying, we will come to understand what it is.
但在这个祷告的过程, 我们会慢慢地去理解。
Verse 13 it says,
第十三节这里说,
if you then, being evil, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女况且天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗?
Here it talks about the giving of the Spirit.
这里提的是赐圣灵。
Why is it that this passage ends with the giving of the Spirit?
为什么这一段经节最后的结尾是拿圣灵作为结尾呢?
We know that the Holy Spirit is Jesus.
我们知道圣灵就是主耶稣。
To a Christian who clearly knows God,
对一个清楚明白神的基督徒,
Jesus is everything to him.
主耶稣应该是他们的全部。
So today, if we have Jesus Christ in our heart,
所以如果今天我们有主耶稣在心中,
we have everything.
我们就拥有了一切。
All our problem will be resolved.
我们所有的问题都当得到解决。
So to resolve our problem,
所以要解决我们的问题,
not only we ask God for help,
我们不只要求神的帮忙,
most importantly, we must hold on to Jesus Christ.
更重要的是要紧握着主耶稣基督。
Make sure that He lives in our heart.
要确认他活在我们心中。
In this way, we can live life peacefully.
这样子我们才能过平稳的一生。
But obviously we are human beings.
但是当然我们只是一个人，我们只是人。
God is divine.
而神是神，有神性的。
His will sometimes is not easily understandable.
而他的世界不容易让容易让我们了解。
His purpose, his will is not easily understandable.
他的旨意也不容易让我们了解。
So we need to pray to understand.
因此我们需要祷告来祈求。
So today I'm going to give you a few examples, yeah, to explain my point.
所以我今天要跟你们分享几个例子来重复我刚才所说的。
We turn to the book of Psalms.
请翻到诗篇。
The book of Psalms, chapter 56.
诗篇五十六篇。
Psalms chapter 56.
诗篇第五十六篇。
This psalm is written by King David.
这篇是大卫所写的诗篇。
If you look at the introduction, the mini introduction given here, the setting of the psalm is when David was captured by the Philistines.
如果你看五十六篇起头那边有一个介绍，这是大卫当被非利士人抓的时候所写的诗。
So he wrote this psalm to express his feeling and emotions towards God.
所以他写这篇诗的时候是要表达他那时心中的感受。
We need to understand that when David was running for his life,
我们需要明白当大卫为他的生命而逃亡的时候。
I don't think he enjoyed running about.
我想他应该是不会享受那样子的生活。
We read verse 8.
我们请念第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节
You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?
第八节我几次流离你都记述求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里这不都记在你册子上吗
Here he expresses his grief in running away from Saul.
这里他描写的就是他逃离扫罗的痛苦
And here he said to the Lord,
这里他跟神说
You have numbered my wanderings.
你已经把我流离几次都记下来了。
You know how many times I have wandered about.
你知道我究竟流离了几次。
Not only he wandered about, he also cried.
不只只有流离，他同时还有哭。
That's why he said, put my tears into your bottle.
所以他大卫这里说，把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里。
He must have been crying all the time.
他一定是常常在流泪
Because he could not understand why.
因为他不理解为什么
He has been asking God for help.
他一直祈求神的帮忙
And yet it seems that no answer is given.
但是看起来似乎没有得到答案
That's why he said to the Lord, Are these not in your books?
但所以他这里对神说这都不记在你的册子上吗
Now we think about this.
如果我们想一想
We know that he wants to be free from Saul.
我们知道大卫想要逃离扫罗
So he asked.
He asked
the Lord to help.
他祈求神帮忙。
Now, when we read this psalm,
当我们念到这个诗
what did he receive in return?
他究竟得回的是什么
We read verse 3.
请念第三节。
Verse 3, and then we read verse 11.
请念第三节还有第十一节。
Chapter 56, verse 3 and verse 11.
第三节。
Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
第三节，我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
In God I have put my trust, I will not be afraid. What can men do to me?
第十一节，我依靠神，必不惧怕，人能把我怎样呢？
What did he receive here?
他在这里得到的是什么？
He received faith in God.
他得到的是从神来的信心。
Initially he asked that he be freed from Saul.
起初的时候他要求就是能逃离扫罗
But God gave him something even better.
但是神赐给他更好的
Something that he can use it throughout his life.
给他的是他这一生都能应用到的
God gave him faith.
那就是给他信心
So in his psalm he said to God.
所以在诗篇他对神说
Whenever I'm afraid,
每当我惧怕的时候
I will trust in you.
我就要依靠你
This is the power and strength of a Christian.
而这就是一个基督徒的力量。
If we do not have faith in God,
如果我们今天对神没有信心
Sometimes we find that we cannot even bring ourselves to kneel down to pray.
有时候我们发觉没有了信心连祷告的力量都没了。
But God train us up.
但是神会这样子训练我们。
In time of suffering,
在困苦的时候
when we ask of God,
当我们祈求神的时候
He give us the best.
他就会给我们最好的
He give us faith.
他给我们信心
Because Peter says
因为彼得说
Without faith we cannot see God.
没有信心你就不得以得见神
We begin with faith.
有信心
We begin with faith in our Christian life.
我们在基督徒的生涯从信心开始。
Our life should also be concluded with faith.
而这信仰的路途终结应该也是信心。
Faith is very crucial to us.
因为信心对我们是关键。
That's why when we go through suffering.
所以当我们经过困苦的时候。
When we ask of God to heal or to help us.
我们求神医治我们或帮我们。
At the same time, we must not forget to ask God to give us faith.
我们不要忘了，也要祈求神给我们信心。
This is what David received from God.
而这就是大卫从神那边得来的。
He was looking for a solution to his problem.
他寻找的是他问题的一个解决。
Because he did not want to be pursued by Saul any longer.
因为他不想继续逃离。
So when he sought, what did he find?
但是当他寻找的时候，他寻见什么呢？
He found God.
他寻见到神。
We read verse 4.
我们请念第四节。
Verse 4. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?
诗篇五十六篇第四节，我依靠神，我要赞美他的话。我依靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎样呢？
Verse 9.
第九节。
When I cried out to you, then my enemy will turn back. This I know, because God is for me.
第九节，我呼求的日子，我的仇敌都要转身退后。神帮助我，这是我所知道的。
He was seeking a way to resolve his dilemma, his problem.
他所寻找的是他面临困难的解决方法。
Maybe he wanted to be lifted away from Saul.
或许他需要有人能把他从扫罗的面前提走。
So in the process of seeking for a solution,
所以在这个寻找解决的过程
，He found God.
他找到了神。
God was with him.
神就与他同在。
That is the best.
而这就是最好的。
Today, even though our life may be difficult,
虽然今天我们的生活可能非常的困难。
If God is with us,
但是如果神与我们同在。
We have found the best.
我们就已经找到了是最好的。
Because with God, all solutions become resolvable. All problems become resolvable.
因为当我们有神的时候，我们所有的问题都已经有了答案。
Today, if we do not have God,
但是如果今天我们没有神。
We may be very wealthy.
我们或许很富有。
But we see that wealth cannot resolve our problems.
但是我们也认识到钱不能解决问题。
So we know that God knows what is best for us.
所以我们知道神知道什么对我们说是最好的。
He has been knocking at the door and asked God to open a way out. He has been knocking at the door to ask God to open a way out for him.
他不断地敲我们的门，希望我们打开我们的心门。
Did God open a way for him? Did God open a way for him?
大卫不断地敲门，希望神给他最好的，但是神有为他开门吗？
What way has God provided for him?
究竟神给他什么出路呢？
We read verse 12 and 13.
请念十二节。
12 and 13.
第十二节，第十三节。
Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you. For you have delivered my soul from death.If you not deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living.
第十二节，神啊，我向你所许的愿在我身上，我要将感谢祭献给你。十三节，因为你救我的命，脱离死亡，你岂不是救护我的脚不跌倒，使我在生命光中行在神面前吗？
Here he made a resolution to praise God.
这里他献上感谢。
That is the way forward for him. That is the way forward for David.
这就是神给大卫的出路。
That is the way to praise God.
而这就是感谢神的方法。
That is the best that God has given to him.
因为神已经给他最好的。
We know that sometimes in times of trouble, we may not be able to praise God.
我们知道在困苦的时候，感谢神是来的不易。
We know that praising God is a source of strength.
我们知道感谢神本身是一种力量。
If we can continue to praise God,
但是如果我们能继续的来赞美神，
then we find that our hearts will be filled with the power of God.
我们就会发觉我们心中有力量。
This is the best that the Lord has given to David.
而这就是神给大卫最好的。
Something which is very different from what David asked for.
他给大卫的是大卫所跟大卫所祈求的很不一样。
We look at another example. We look at another example. Example.
我们看另外一个例子。
Now we turn to 2 Corinthians.
请看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
We read the chapter 12 from verse 7 to verse 10.
请翻到第十二章的第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7 to verse 10.
哥林多后书第十二章第七节到第十节。
And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. 今天
第七节，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Concerning these things, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me.
为这事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
Verse 9.
第九节。
And he said to me.My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
第九节，他对我说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢自夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦，为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
Paul was a great worker of God.
保罗是神很一个重要的工人。
He served the Lord wholeheartedly.
他全心来侍奉神。
But he was not without problems.
但是不代表他没有问题。
Here we are told that there was a thorn in his flesh.
这里提到他肉体上有一根刺。
So concerning these things, he pleaded with the Lord 3 times.
为了这事，他已经三次来祈求过神。
He asked that this thorn be removed from him.
他求神把这个刺拿掉。
He asked for 3 times.
他祈求过三次。
But God did not actually answer him.
但是神都没有拿掉。
What did God give him?
但是神给他的是什么呢？
He asked for healing. He asked for the removal of the thorn from him.
他祈求的是医治，他祈求是神把刺拿掉。
What did he receive in return?
但是他所收回的是什么？
He has received a great understanding from God.
他得到的是理解。
That is, God's grace is sufficient for him.
那就是神的恩典够他用。
In fact, today God has given us sufficient grace.
其实同样，今天也神也给我们够用的恩典。
If we read Ephesians chapter 1,
如果我们念以弗所书第一章，
God has given everything, every spiritual blessing in heaven to us.
神已经把所有天上的福气都赐给我们了。
In fact, everything that we need, he has given to us.
所有我们需要的他都已经赐给我们了。
We are short of nothing.
其实我们不应该再缺乏什么。
But sometimes we just cannot understand what God has given to us.
但是往往我们不了解神究竟赐给我们什么。
So when we ask, when we pray to God,
所以当我们祷告的时候，
we need to pray for understanding.
我们要祈求来了解。
To understand that His grace actually is sufficient for us, is more than enough.
要了解他的恩典其实够我们用，甚至超乎了我们的需要。
This kind of understanding is essential.
而这样的了解是必要的。
When a person is in suffering,
当一个人到困难的时候，
if he knows that God's grace is sufficient for him,
如果他知道神的恩典够他来用，
surely he will become very thankful to God.
他一定会充满着感谢。
On the contrary, if I do not understand that God's grace is sufficient for me,
相反的，如果我们不了解神的恩典够我们用，
when I meet with troubles,
当我们遇到困难，
I will complain.
我就会抱怨。
I do not know how to give thanks to God.
我就不了解要如何来感谢神。
Very important understanding.
这是非常重要的理解。
We know that he has been seeking for a solution to his problem.
我们知道保罗不断地寻求他问题的解答。
He found strength.
但是他找到的是力量。
He understands that strength is made perfect in weakness.
他知道神的力量在他软弱上得以完全。
How can we find strength today?
我们今天要如何找到这股能力？
We must admit that we are weak in the sight of God.
我们要首先承认在神面前我们是软弱的。
Sometimes when we pray to Him,
有时候我们祷告的时候，
we do not talk about our own weaknesses.
我们不会提到我们的弱点。
We only ask God to help us to grant our request.
我们不断的祈求，不断的在要。
For this reason, we become weaker and weaker.
就因为这个原因，所以我们更加的软弱。
Sometimes we must come before Him.
有时候我们需要来到他面前。
And said to Him that we are weak.
来告诉他说，是的，我是软弱的。
And then we find that we will find strength in Him.
这样子我们就能在它里面得到能力。
We turn to Romans.
请翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
罗马书第八章第二十六节。
Likewise, the Spirit also helped in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
第二十六节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Here it says the Spirit helps in our weaknesses.
这里说圣灵会帮助我们的软弱。
Before the Spirit helps us, we must confess our weaknesses before Him.
但是在圣灵还没有帮助我们之前，我们要先承认我们的软弱。
If we do not even talk about weaknesses,
如果我们连我们的软弱都不提。
For example, today, if I'm a very quick-tempered person,
比如说今天我是一个很容易发脾气的人。
This is my weakness.
而这就是我的弱点。
Sometimes after I become angry, I feel sorry and regret about it.
每次发完脾气之后，我就会觉得很抱歉。
I feel very weak.
我就觉得非常的软弱。
This is my weakness.
而这就是我的弱点。
Now if we want God to help,
但是如果我们要神来帮助我们，
I need to present it before the Lord.
我们需要把这个问题呈现在神面前。
I must say to the Lord, this is my weakness. Quick-temperedness is my weakness. Please help me.
我们要跟神说，神啊，这就是我的软弱，我易发脾气，这就是我的弱点。
I believe in this way we will find strength in our weaknesses.
我相信，如果这样子，我们就能在我们的弱点里面找到了能力。
Because God is going to help us.
因为神就会帮助我们。
We turn back to 2 Corinthians.
我们再翻回哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章。
Here we find that God has opened a way for Paul.
我们这里发现神赐给保罗一条路。
God want Paul to walk on this path.
而神要保罗行在这个路上。
What is that path?
而这个道路是什么？
The path of humility.
就是谦卑的道路。
That's why Paul recognized it.
所以保罗已经认识到了。
We read verse 7.
请念第七节。
He knew that he had received a great revelation from God.
又恐怕我因所得到启示甚大。他知道他从神得到了很大的启示。
He knew that he can become puffed up.
他知道他会因为这样子可能至高。
As a result, God allowed a thorn to remain in his flesh.
也因为这样子，神把那根刺留在他的肉体上。
Now God wanted him to walk on this path of humility.
而神现在要他行在谦卑的道路上。
This is a very important path for the workers of God.
这是对于神一个工人非常重要的一点。
In fact, all of us are the workers of God.
其实今天我们每一位都是神的工人。
We have to walk on this path of humility.
我们需要学习走在谦卑的道路上。
Sometimes this path can be very difficult to walk on.
有时候这条道路非常的难行。
Because just like Paul, he had a thorn in his flesh.
因为就像保罗一样，或许我们身上有一根刺。
You can imagine how painful it can be.
我们可以想象这是如此的痛苦。
That's why he asked.The Lord to remove it.
所以他祈求神把那根刺拿掉。
After praying to God for 3 times.
但是在祷告三次之后，
He understand this is the way that God wanted him to walk.
他了解这就是神要我走的路。
God has given him the best.
神已经赐给我最好的了。
This is the best for his ministry work.
而这就是在我传扬福音的道路上最好的。
In our life.
在我们的生活中，
we may be in sickness.
我们或许有病痛。
We may be in trouble.
我们或许有困难。
We think about what the lesson that God wants us to learn.
我们应该要想想神要我们学习的功课是什么。
Maybe that is the way that God wants to walk upon.
或许这就是神要我们走的路。
That is the best that the Lord has given to us.
而这条路就是神给我们最好的。
We must trust that our Heavenly Father always gives us the best.
我们要深信神，我们的天父会给我们最好的。
We turn to Mark.The Gospel of Mark.
请翻到马可福音。
Chapter 11.
马可福音第十一章。
The Gospel of Mark, Chapter 11.
马可福音第十一章。
We read verse 22-24.
马可福音第十一章第二十二节到二十四节。
Mark Chapter 11, verse 22-24.
马可福音第十一章第二十二节到二十四节。
So Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God. Verse 23.
第二十三节。
For surely I said to you, whoever say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he said will come to pass, he will have whatever he says.Verse 24. Therefore I said to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
23节，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他心若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。24节，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
23 and 24 talks about the power, the effectiveness of faith.
23节、24节提到的是祷告的能力。
If we have faith in God, we can even move mountain.
如果我们对神有信心，我们可以移山。
But in verse 22 it says,
但是22节这里说，
Have faith in God.
你们当信服神。
The faith here must be accompanied by submission and obedience to God.
你们的信心要服从，要同时也有服从神。
If I say I have faith in God,
如果我今天说我信神，
but I do not submit to Him,
但是我不愿意服从神。
My faith is futile, is not a genuine faith.
但那这样子，我的信心就不是真的信心。
So in order to receive the best from God,
所以为要从神那边得到最好的。
Not only we have faith in God,
我们不只要有信心，
we must obey His will.
我们同时要服从他的话。
So when we bring ourselves fully to submit to him,
当我们能完全来顺服他时，
then God will give us the best.
神就会给我们最好的。
We are going to look at one example.
我们再看一个例子。
We turn to the book of Jeremiah.
请翻到耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书第二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书第二十九章。
We read verse 13. 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
耶利米书第二十九章第十三节，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Here is the promise of the Lord to the exile.
这是神对以色列人的。的应许。
Those who have been captured by the Babylonians.
他是对那些被掳到巴比伦的人那些人的应许。
Here the Lord said to them.
这里神对他们说。
If you seek me, you will find me.
你们寻求我就必寻见。
In so far as you do it with all your heart.
但是你要专心的来寻求。
Now we know that according to the book of Jeremiah.
我们知道在耶利米书。
For God to save them.
让神来救这些以色列人。
There is a condition upon which they must fulfill.
是有条件他们需要先做到的。
We can turn to chapter 21.
请翻到二十一章。
Chapter 21.
耶利米书第二十一章。
Chapter 21 predicts the overthrow of Jerusalem by the Babylonians.
二十一章这里是预言巴比伦国将要灭。
毁掉耶路撒冷。
灭掉耶路撒冷。
We read verse 9, yeah?
请念第九节。
Chapter 21, verse 9.
耶利米书二十一章第九节。
He who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine and by pestilence. But he who goes out and defects to the Chaldeans who besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be as a price for him. To him.
第九节，住在这城里的必遭刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死，但出去归降围困你们加勒底人的必得存活，要以自己的命为猎物。
Here God spoke to his people through Jeremiah.
这里神透过约利米先知来对他的百姓说话。
He told his people that Jerusalem would be destroyed.
他告诉他的百姓说耶路撒冷将被毁。
And the Lord said to them that they must not remain in the city.
神跟他们讲说你们必定不要留在耶路撒冷。
The Lord made it very clear.
神的话非常的清楚。
If anyone remain in the city,
他说任何人留在这城里
they shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence.
他们必遭刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死。
But he who goes out and defect to the Chaldeans,
但是那些出去愿意投降在加勒底人的人
he shall live.
他们必得存活。
This is a condition.
这就是条件。
We know that this is a great challenge to the people of Israel.
我们知道这对以色列人来说这是非常大的一个挑战。
First, the Babylonians were very cruel.
首先就是巴比伦人是非常残酷的民族。
They have been going around conquering many nations.
他们遍地来掠别人的地。
And now the Lord said through Jeremiah to his people.
但是神却对他的百姓这样子说。
Look, if you want to live, you must defect to the Chaldeans.
他说如果你要存活那你就要归降加勒底人。
This command is too hard to abide by.
这样子的吩咐实在很难去做到。
I've been thinking to myself, if I were one of the Israelite people,
我常常想，如果我是以色列人
I don't think I can accept it.
我想我可能不能接受。
Why do you want me to surrender myself to my enemy?
你为什么要我投降呢？
How do I know that you will save me, you will protect me?
我怎么知道你一定会让我存活，会救我呢？
But that is the condition of the Lord.
但是这就是神给他们的条件。
He said it very clearly to the people.
他非常的清楚跟他的百姓这样子说。
Anyone who remains in the city shall die.
任何人只要留在城里必定死。
Let's think about this.
我们想一想。
Let's say a group of people remain in the city.
有一群人留在城里。
And start to pray to God.
他们开始求神。
Try to seek God.
他们开始来这里在城里寻求神。
Do you think they can find him?
你觉得他们寻得见吗？
They cannot find him.
他们绝对寻不见。
If the condition is not fulfilled,
因为这个先决条件并没有的做到。
They will not find God.
他们就不会得到神。
So when we talk about our faith,
所以当我们提到自己的
信仰 not only we pray to God,
我们不只要祈求神。
In our daily life, we make sure that we abide by the truth of God.
我们在生活中也要确信我们每一天的生活都是服从神的话。
So that when we pray to God, he will listen to our prayer.
所以当我们祷告的时候他就会听我们的祷告。
We can also read chapter 24, Jeremiah.
请翻到约利米书第24章。
We read verse 5 and verse 6.
耶利米书第24章第5节第6节
Jeremiah chapter 24 verse 5 and verse 6
耶利米书24章第5节第6节
Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like this good fig, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans.
第5节神以色列的神如此说被掳去的犹大人就是我打发离开这地到加勒底人之地去的我必看顾他们如这好无花果使他们得好处
verse 6
第六节
I will set my eyes on them for good and I will bring them back to this land I will build them and not pull them down and I will plant them and not pluck them up
我要眷顾他们使他们得好处领他们归回这地我也要建立他们必不拆毁栽植他们并不拔出。
And once again, the Lord said to the people,
这里再次神又对他的百姓说
that if they defect to the Chaldeans,
说如果他们愿意离开这地跟到加勒底人去
then God shall help them.
神就必照顾他们。
God will bring them back.
神会把他们再带回来。
And God will build them up again.
神会再次的把他们建立起来。
God will not pull them down. Will not pull them down.
神不会把他们拔出。
It's a difficult command to follow.
这是非常难服从的一个命
令。But this command is repeated many times in the book of Jeremiah.
但是这个命令却不断的在耶利米书这里出现。
Even when Jeremiah was about to be killed, he continued to preach this message.
就算到了最后耶利米先知要被杀的时候他还是不断地重复这样子的讯息。
Why? Because this is a very important message.
为什么呢因为这是很重要的讯息。
We can turn to chapter 38.
我们翻到耶利米书第三十八章。
Chapter 38.
第三十八章。
We read verse 2.
三十八章第二节。
At that time, Jeremiah was in a dungeon. The dungeon of Melchiah, verse 6.
第六节这里提到，这时候的耶利米被关于牢里。
So we see that he was in a dungeon.
我们知道他被关在牢里。
He was sinking into the mire.
他不断的在从那个在泥巴上往下沉。
He was in a very desperate situation.
他在一个非常困难的情况下。
And yet he talked about this command of the Lord.
但是他仍然重复神的话。
Whoever goes over to the Chaldeans, the Babylonians shall live.
那住在这城的必刀锋必死，归向加勒底人的必存活。
Jeremiah has full faith in the word of God.
耶利米先知对神的话有一百分的信心。
He even risked his life to talk about this.
他甚至愿意把他的生命放在危险的地步来说神的话。
That is the faith of Jeremiah.
这就是耶利米先知的信心。
Today, if we want God to help us.
如果今天我们要神来帮我们
，If we want to receive the best from the Lord，
我们如果要从那神那边得到最好的
，If we want to find Him，
如果我们要找到他
，There's no other way apart from following His truth，
没有别的方法，只有顺服他的话。
So if we want to be filled with joy，
如果我们今天要心中充满喜乐
，Follow His truth，
要顺服他的话。
So may God help us，
愿神帮助我们。
So that we can always receive the best from God，
所以我们可以永远从神那边得到最好的。
Sing him，
请唱诗。
394。
三百九十四首。
Thanks to God for my Redeemer. Thanks for all Thou dost provide. Thanks for joys now but a memory. Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for blessed balmy springtime. Thanks for dark and dreary fall. Thanks for tears when now forgotten. Thanks for peace within my soul. Thanks for prayers that Thou hast answered. Thanks for what Thou dost deny. Thanks for storms that I have weathered. Thanks for all Thou dost supply. Thanks for pain and thanks for pleasure. Thanks for comfort in despair. Thanks for grief. Thanks for love beyond compare. Thanks for roses by the wayside. Thanks for thorns their stems contain. Thanks for horn and thanks for foison. Thanks for hope that sweet reflame. Thanks for joy and thanks for sorrow. Thanks for Please be seated.
请坐。
Now we are going to have our concluding prayer.
我们现在要再一次祷告。
In our prayer, we give thanks to God.
在祷告中，我们要感谢神。
Let's kneel down to pray.
我们同心祷告。